This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you got the Tiger day game on in the living room. Guy's looking at the dishwasher, watching the game, and he goes, they're going to the World Series, aren't they? I'm like, yeah, I don't know if they're going to win it, because I don't know, you know, the Dodgers are a powerhouse, but it feels like, yeah. John, at every turn, this team continues to push the envelope. Whatever you thought was possible for this team, they push the envelope further. Like Tom jokes about the mountain climber game that we play from time to time. Like where we were at the start of the season to where we were a month in, and now basically 2 months in. Our question is to people, like, do you believe this team's making the World Series? There were some doubts that maybe crept in Saturday night with Cleveland taking the first three of that series. And maybe you have doubts about playing Cleveland in the postseason. Maybe you have doubts about this team in the postseason in general. And I concede. I have some questions. But do I think of the crop in the American League, they're the best of the bunch? I do.
In recent history, there have been three seasons where the Tigers have been the best record in the American League, may even be the best record in baseball, through 50 games. One of them was obviously in 84. The other was 2006. And then this year in 2025. What happened in those other two seasons? One, they won the World Series. The other one, they got to the World Series.
Yep.
So if history holds, third time's a charm, they should be setting themselves up in as premium of a position as possible to make a really good postseason run and at least be in that final series in the World Series.
Yeah, look, when you get to playoff baseball, we know it can be a different animal. Like the at-bats are tense. You got to deliver in only a handful of opportunities. It can be incredibly fickle. We had Cabrera and Fielder and V-Martin couldn't get big knocks in a World Series, right? Last year, Game 4 and Game 5, just win one of them. Couldn't knock in runs against the Guardians. Like, we know playoff baseball can be fickle. I would love to see them add another bat at some point, just so that you know they've got all of the possible weapons to get it done. But it's not like the Yankees are sitting here as a flawless ball club. And it's not like the Guardians are sitting here as a flawless ball club. I mean, they have a negative run differential. They're six games back in this division. The Tigers are the best team in the AL Central, despite the head-to-head.
Yeah, they were actually five up last week when the series started. Like, who would have thought that after Saturday night when they lost the first three? They ended up winning the homestand. I'll say this. It's fair to have questions.
Yeah.
Yours is the bats. I got to tell you right now, although I think they're the favorite, I need to see a true number two pitcher emerge because I don't know who their number two is right now.
Mize, right?
I don't believe so yet.
So based on what? Like, you need to see
because
him do it longer?
I think Flaherty's your three or four.
Okay. And Flaherty's off his best start maybe of the year.
We've got a Job problem probably with a potential injury. We'll see.
So, but
his whip's high. Who even knows he's going to have innings left to pitch?
Okay, one thing at a time here. The Job thing. Maybe it is concerning that he didn't speak with the media and the velo's down, and maybe he needs to go skip a start or two. Maybe it's something worse. The Tigers are kind of conditioning me, though, to think, okay, they'll just plug Alex Cobb in it then at this point. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just solve the problem immediately. They had no center fielders when the season started, and they took a guy who we wanted bought off the roster, and he's playing like an all-star. I don't know. They'll just call up Chase Lee, and he'll be Mariano Rivera. I mean, like, that's kind of what they've done now for a year here.
But I believe that got exposed last year in the playoffs. Like, as you got into longer series, the batters of the other teams, who are very good teams, saw these pitchers again and again. You can't get away with that. And that's why I said I think a number two has to emerge. It could be Mize. I don't know if it is yet. I have a question mark there, and I think you need to have somebody that's pretty strong behind Skubal.
What is your concern with Mize? Like, I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this.
His entire career versus a 6 to 8 week sample size.
Okay, you want to see it more, but he has shown this season to be their number two. He's got an ERA.
He's already had an injury.
You could say that about
and
Torque.
He's bounced back.
You could say that about Cole Keith. You could say that about a lot of guys. And every day that goes by, every start that Casey Mize has, hopefully, as we go through the season, he puts those cares, those concerns to ease a little bit.
I mean, to me, I would love a rotation heading into the playoffs that was Scooble, hopefully Mize is your two, Olsen, and Flaherty.
Sure.
I'm a one-start Flaherty guy in a seven-game series because I don't think you want the team to see him twice.
I'm fine with that, yeah. Look, Flaherty's last start may have been his best because he finished strong. I think he retired like 11 straight batters. He got a strikeout to finish the sixth inning. He has struggled third time through the order, and some of that is his fastball is kind of a 91-mile-an-hour pitch that you're begging to get teed up. He's got a great curveball. He's got great breaking stuff. Third time through the order for a lot of pitchers is an issue. If Flaherty's your three or your four, that's incumbent on Mize or Olsen solidifying. But then we didn't mention Joe, but like, I'm not rooting for any injuries. I hope he's fine, but you don't need five starters in the postseason.
No, but here's the beautiful thing about this season is if you love reality TV, sports is the ultimate reality TV. We're watching one of the great reality shows of all time and the adventure of going from 1 to 162, and especially with AJ Hinch, and I'll throw Scott Harris in there, because they seem to be pulling the right cards at the right time. They're calling, and they're finding the answers before they even need them, and then guys step in and play. I don't think that this roster is finalized.
No.
In terms of, and the roster may look completely different. Well, not completely. The roster may be tweaked by this weekend, by next weekend. By the time we get to the trade deadline, there's going to be more tweaks. I think the adventure is in going through and finding out, is Casey Mize what we had hoped, what we've always hoped he would be? Are we finally seeing the fruits of all of those struggles, of those labors pay off?
Well, it's not like this is unexplainable. He's talked about it. I mean, he added strength to the lower body. Yeah. He's added velo to the splitter. He looks like a different pitcher. His fastball is up to 97. Like, it's all explainable. It's not smoke and mirrors what Casey Mize is doing.
No, but it again, I'll go back to the adventure of this. How many people 30 days ago wanted Colt Keith to spend some time in Toledo? And now all of a sudden, he's on fire for the month of May. And at times, it's been Sweeney. At times, it's been a defensive play by Akil Baddoo or Jackson Jobe. It's always been something, and the adventure is, who's it today? Obviously not today because they don't play today. Who's it going to be against Kansas City? And we heard from AJ yesterday. Hey, they rested Spencer Torkelson because he loves to hit in Kansas City.
And they got away with it, too.
And they got away with it, so he got a day off. They get a rest day today, travel, and then all of a sudden, boom, a series against Kansas City where maybe it's Spencer Torkelson.
They sat three regulars yesterday and still won and swept the Giants, a good baseball team. Ticket text, phone calls. We'll get them in the mix here. Texter says, as long as we don't face Cleveland in the playoffs, there's a chance we can get there. If we have to face them, we're toast. They've shown over the past number of years they can't get by the Guardians.
So last year I asked you this question. Was it 6-7 that they were against the Guardians in the regular season?
They were, yeah.
All right, so they can win, right?
Yeah, this person would say, but you didn't. You didn't beat them in the regular season or the postseason series straight up.
Here's the problem with the Guardians. Stephen Kwan owns us. And Jose Ramirez,
he's a pain in the ass.
Jose Ramirez is ridiculous. I heard Rieger last week during the series. Going into that series, Ramirez had, in his career against the Tigers, 122 RBIs.
It's ridiculous.
I know they play a lot. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Texter says, I'm happy the Tigers are doing well. However, I don't think they're a World Series quality team. I don't think Scooble is big time. We saw what Cleveland did last year in the playoffs. I need to see him do better in the playoffs to believe we can make it to the World Series.
When Ramirez gets up to the plate, I think I've heard Gator say this. If first base is open, just give him first base. I don't need to see him prove it anymore. Like, he's just a baseball player that if you would just take off the logo and the name, you would love to watch him play. He angers us because he's a Tiger killer. So if first base is open, we respect you enough. Just take first base.
Here's a concept I've heard from watching some baseball, maybe it was ESPN. Why does it have to be first base? Why can't there be a guy in first base and you walk him anyway?
Well, I agree.
Yeah, if there is a base open, is probably how I should have said it. Yeah.
Just a way of fine-tuning the point that you're making.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Texter says, we don't have to talk about Magic anymore. We're just bleeping good. This team can get it done. And another texter says, careful, guys. The afternoon show might think you're lying to your audience because you're saying a Detroit team might actually be good. / worthy for a championship. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township.
Yeah, real quick. Sparky Anderson walked George Brett once with a man on first base. It was the year he almost hit 400. Anyway, I think the Tigers are prime for a World Series run because all these other teams you're talking about aren't as deep. I believe the good Tigers point. Are deep and are better prepared to handle adversity, you know, than Cleveland. Now, that being said, I don't know Cleveland's depth chart the way I know the Tigers or, you know, Minnesota. But from what I've seen so far, we're deeper.
It does feel like they're deeper. Yeah. They tapped into a lot of depth out of necessity a year ago, and then they added to it with guys like, you know, Gleyber Torres and Tommy Cainley beefing up the bullpen.
Yeah.
Flaherty's back, and you still added Sweeney.
And it's two games in a row where A.J. Hinch only played 9 position players.
What's gotten into this guy? Is he okay?
Is he getting lazy?
Someone check if he's well. But also guys that they didn't have really contributing like this last year. Baez and Torque, that adds to the depth. Are any of them actual stars? I don't know. I mean, they'll get a few all-stars. The depth, I think, is a really good point by that caller. We got the 2 Grand Slam coming up, Heather's News, and Dear John. It's all coming up this hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, do you avoid being in pictures? Maybe you're just simply not happy with the way you look. You don't want it on camera. Been there, done that, and I can tell you it doesn't have to be that way. Picture yourself in the next 40 days, 40 pounds lighter. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days because I was really fat, and I did it with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. And here's what you find out. Find out everything you need to know about your body. And then you're going to put together a weight loss plan because you're going to be assigned a weight loss coach that works perfect for you. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again and getting dressed in the morning. Book a free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before the 2 Grand Slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Well, a 28-year-old woman is now facing charges after a 15-year-old boy shot another teen at Redford High School, or at a high school in Redford, I should say. Police say the woman is related to the suspect. She was charged with violating Michigan's safe storage laws. She has since been released on bond. This isn't a shooting that just happened. It happened earlier this month. I believe it was May 7th at Thurston High School. There was a student who brought a gun to school in his backpack. He was, I don't know what he was doing with it. He was holding it. He was looking at it on the school bus. When it discharged, it hit another teen in the left hand. The student, who we don't know because minor, right, 15 years old, was charged, however, with carrying a concealed weapon, careless discharge of a firearm, and possession of a weapon in a weapons-free school zone. Something very interesting, kind of strange, happened at Comerica Park yesterday during the game against the San Francisco Giants. A grounds crew member went down during the seventh inning stretch with a left leg injury, maybe a left knee injury. Not 100% sure what happened, but it did happen while he was raking the infield dirt.
Yeah.
Something popped.
Yeah.
Ooh, he went down. The game was briefly delayed. Trainers, EMS had to go tend to this guy. And well, that was pretty out of the ordinary, right? You don't see that every day.
Nope.
Something else happened.
What was that?
when cameras captured the moment, he flipped the cameras off as well as, I'm guessing. I mean, I think it was mostly directed towards the camera, but, you know, the fans in the stands as well saw the finger.
Yeah.
Can't do that. He was carted off the field.
I think he was just saying, I'll be up in a minute.
In one minute.
Did he not like that they were showing him on camera? Guys, the game's paused. We have to show why the game's paused.
Yeah. I mean, they came back from commercial break and man down.
By the way, the explanation from Colt Keith, who's playing first base, I watched the whole thing. It was pretty gross. I saw his kneecap on the side of his knee. He was screaming. It was terrible. I saw them pop it back in.
Yeah.
He was just in pain. He was trying to get through the pain with the flipping the bird. I don't know. Maybe that made him feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Well, I think he didn't want to be on camera.
They do. Yeah, it's scientifically proven.
It is. So he couldn't shout it. So he decided to show it, I guess. Interesting. President Trump is considering pardoning the men who were charged in plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer, calling the case a railroad job. So in 2020, federal prosecutors charged six people with conspiring to kidnap the governor. This would be at her vacation home. And then they said they were also going to start a civil war. Now, two of the six defendants, Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox, were found guilty at a trial, sentenced to over a decade in prison. Two others pleaded guilty and two were acquitted. On Wednesday, the president said that he would take a look at pardoning both of those men, or all of them, I guess, who are behind bars. He did say that the trial looks somewhat of a railroad job. And he said it was most likely just some people who said some stupid things and were drinking.
Jury of their peers thought differently.
They did. Big Sean is teaming up with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra for a unique concert that will fuse hip hop and classical music. I think this is going to be pretty cool. Big Sean's A Night with the Orchestra, presented by the Detroit Pistons, will also feature a handful of other Detroit rappers, and it will pay tribute to late Detroit hip hop producer Jay Dilla. So the show will take place on June 29th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. And it said that proceeds from the event will benefit the Detroit Pistons Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan, and the Sean Anderson Foundation. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be fun.
I've never seen the DSO.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so. I mean, no, unless I was a kid and I don't remember, but
I don't think I have either.
I want to.
I've seen them. I believe they were performing at Greenfield Village for one of the 4th of July fireworks events, and it was awesome.
I've always wanted to. They do some Christmas ones, or like they've done like the Home Alone soundtrack. Like, I wanted to go see them for that, but never have. One day I will. I don't know if I would call MLB mascots sexy, but there is a sports betting company, BetUS, that decided to rank 15 of the hottest mascots.
Okay.
And it's not just about their looks. It's also about personality.
Their swagger.
Yeah. The search interest online, social media following.
Personality can help improve looks.
And also their physical proportions. You know.
Can I guess?
Do you want to guess the hottest?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Met?
No, she did make the list. She's number 5. Okay. Now, it doesn't need to be female because there's not a lot of the female mascots. So this is...
Well, some of them are... I'm not sure.
We don't know.
Gender specific. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be gender specific because obviously it depends who you're asking.
Right.
So want to take a guess at who the hottest mascot is?
I'm going to put the Fanatic near the bottom because you said proportions.
Right. Yeah.
Was the Fanatic...
Philly Fanatic was actually number 2, which
really?
I put a question mark by because I was surprised by that. But people
love
him.
In the trunk, maybe that's got to be what it is.
Is it in the trunk or is it in the?
I don't know.
Oh, you're back to Baby Got Back, right?
I don't know.
I'm trying to
figure it out.
Yeah, ass man.
Want to take a guess at the hottest mascot?
I wouldn't even know.
D. Baxter of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
What does he look like?
He's a bobcat. He's tall, lean, thin. He's got these big cheeks. He's cute. He's cute.
He's got big cheeks. Okay.
My son has big cheeks and they're adorable.
Okay.
I don't see it.
I've never heard of him. This is my first time seeing it. But Paws did make the list at number 13.
See, I think that's a crime. I would put Paws a little higher.
I would
too. Paws has more sex appeal than people give credit?
Clark the Cub came in number 3. Rosie Red and Mrs. Met came in, rounded off the top five.
Clark the Cub sounds a little young.
He's cute. He's a little bear. He's young.
Right. So he can't be sexy.
Well,
that's a whole different can of worms.
Sure
let's get to the two grand slam.
Sort of raise a question.
All right, everyone, you know the rules. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 if we get them all right.
Our contestant, it's Brian in Romulus this morning. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing all right. How about yourself?
Hanging right in there.
All right.
All right, Brian, if you don't know one, say pass, and if there's enough time, we're going to get back to it. And your time is going to start right now. Who do the Detroit Tigers play tomorrow night?
Kansas City Royals.
Joe Burrow played his first game in college at this university.
Ohio State.
This Grand Slam tennis tournament is currently taking place.
Pass.
This rock band had the 1993 hit Living on the Edge.
Oh, pass.
What is the state capital of Alabama?
Oh, pass.
Jahmyr Gibbs will wear this new jersey number in 2025.
Zero.
Who played Phil Knight in the 2023 movie Air?
Pass.
Trey Lance was originally drafted by this team.
San Francisco.
Tyrese Halliburton was originally drafted by this team.
Pass.
Who won the U.S. Open in golf in 2024?
So we got you with that. Four.
Hey, that's better than the last time I played.
That's a go.
There you go.
It's a C note.
Yeah, dig it.
There you go.
My drummer is the capital of Alabama, by the way. I knew it.
Yeah, it's so tough when the clock's ticking.
I know.
I thought this was a tough one, too. Don't beat yourself up about it. This is kind of a zigzag. You're gone all over the place. You get $100. We'll put you on hold. We'll make sure you get paid. Thanks for playing, Brian.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We'll go through this.
Got the first two right. Started off kind of red hot.
Tigers play the Royals tomorrow night. Uh-huh. Burrow played his first game in college at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Grand Slam tennis tournament that's currently taking place. I did not know this.
French Open.
I could have process of elimination. I know Wimbledon's not going on, but again, the clock's ticking. Mm-hmm. Right. He just passed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The rock band that had the 1993 hit Living on the Edge.
Aerosmith. Come on, man.
State capital of Alabama. He got it with
Montgomery.
Yeah, once the time expired. Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs will wear the new jersey number of?
Yeah, we'll answer it the way he did. Zero?
Question mark. Who played Phil Knight in the 2023 movie Air?
Ben Affleck.
Yep. Trey Lance was originally drafted by this team.
The Niners.
Is he on his third team now?
He's in Dallas, isn't he?
Okay.
I think he was traded to Dallas.
Yeah, so just two teams there.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton was originally drafted by this team.
This is a trick question. Kings.
Yeah, poor Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Who won the U.S. Open in golf in 2024?
That would be Bryson DeChambeau.
And Trey Lance is currently a member of the Chargers, so he's on his third team.
Oh, so he is on his third team. There you go. You were right. Anyway, that was wrong.
Brian, with his $100 and the two grand slam, your next chance to win is on Tuesday. 7:25.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, did I gloss over that? You say I was right and you were wrong?
Yeah. Why don't you wallow around in it for a little
I will.
Bit? Yes. Enjoy
right.
the moment.
I will. Dear John is next, 97.1. Guys, if you're injured in an auto accident, you need a law firm that's going to look out for you. The law firm you decide is going to make the difference between getting fully compensated and struggling to pay your bills. The law firm, KG Law, that's what they do. Lawrence KG and his team, they're staffed up to get you the biggest possible payout. They've got lawyers who specialize in every area that you would need if you're in this situation. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. You can see online, kgcares.com. You'll see the testimonials. Bottom line, they're not going to leave you in the dark. They're going to look out for you. They're going to get you the settlement that you deserve. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law. Now that's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As always, send them in. Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. The prompts today. I'm excited to see John's answers.
Mm-hmm. What are the prompts?
Mowing the lawn.
Oh, one of my favorite activities.
Office leftovers. Ooh. You like food?
It's another one of my favorite activities.
Put some clothes on.
Not, I would say maybe the opposite, but whatever.
And John's career, what if?
Oh, my career, what if?
Question for John. We'll get to it. We start with mowing the lawn. Dear John, yesterday, a kid knocked on my door and asked if I wanted my lawn mowed for $10. I had mowed fairly recently, but admired his entrepreneurial spirit, and I said, sure. After 15 minutes, he comes to my door and says, all done. My yard isn't huge, but it normally takes me a half hour or more to mow, so I was suspicious. I went out and looked and saw that it was haphazardly mowed with some blocky patches, areas largely untouched. I told him he was off to a good start, but I wasn't satisfied, and he'd have to finish it to get the $10. A few hours later, his dad showed up and demanded I give the $10 back to the kid. He said his son was just trying to make honest money over the summer and asked me why would I would discourage him from working. I stood my ground. Was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong. I mean, kid, I love the entrepreneur attitude as well. If somebody came up to me and said, hey, I mow your lawn for $10, sure. But then the lesson about doing a good job is that you go out there and you show him, okay, this area looks like it hasn't been mowed. Ask the question, did you mow this area? And, you know, there are just some lessons learned. And then when the dad comes over, you take him out there and you show him the job that his son did. And just say, when the job is done, I'm happy to pay the $10. And in fact, moving forward, if he would like this job, I know it probably costs a little bit more than just what it took him for these 15 minutes. If it takes him a half an hour, I'd be willing to pay 15 or maybe even 20 because I don't have to get my mower out. I don't have to clean things up. I don't have to do the effort. I don't have to do all of this. And if he wants this job, this is what I expect. And here is the price that I am willing to pay.
Heather?
I don't think he was in the wrong for saying that. I want more details. I want to know how old this kid was, how often. But yeah. I do think it's important to learn the proper way to do something. And I think that this man probably said, you know what, let me walk you out. Let me show you the areas right. You missed. Could you please touch those up? And then I'll gladly give you the $10. But if what happened with that? Did he go out and show the kid? Well, I mean, we don't know all the answers, right? Yeah. Or did he show the kid which areas he missed? The kid was like, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can't just, like, there are lessons to be learned, and you don't go out there and berate the kid and say you did a terrible job, but you go out there and say, if you want the $10, here is, you got to finish the job. And I just think it's a very valuable lesson, and I would assume if this kid has that go-get-it attitude, he's probably raised by a go-getter, then the dad, should understand as well.
Hey, didn't do the job right.
Yeah.
Do the job right and you get paid for it.
If it was me, though, I hate confrontations. So I'd be like, here you go.
You just give him the $10.
Then I'd go inside and be like, Colin, he did an awful job.
Yeah. Colin, you got to go mow the lawn now.
How much of that does matter the age of the kid?
It doesn't matter.
For her, I'm saying. If it's an 8-year-old versus a 14-year-old.
I still don't like confrontation with anyone. I still would have given it. $10 is just... Here, take $10.
But I think you're more willing to let it slide for an 8-year-old than like a 14-year-old. You go,
agreed.
Okay, come on, dude.
Lessons learned at any age.
Or I probably would have given him the money and said, hey, just so you know, next time you need to make sure you get all the entire yard, whatever. Next one, office leftovers. Dear John, our office does Pizza Fridays where a member of the leadership team orders pizza for lunch the last Friday of every month. Sometimes there are leftovers at the end of the day, and last week I assumed it was fair game and took a box home. Apparently our boss complained that I left early and took all the food with me. He claims it was because the pizza was his to take home. I guess the question is, was I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I guess what is the precedent? Do people take the leftovers home, or were you supposed to ask the boss, hey, is everyone done? Is it okay if I take some of these home? Maybe that's a better way of going about it.
Yeah.
But if the boss is buying the pizza, and maybe the leadership team is the one that takes the initiative, but it's coming out of the boss's pocket, then the boss would probably think, okay, hey, maybe he even told the leadership guy, girl, order a little bit extra because I want to take it home for the family tonight. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And then, but on top of that, the other key fact is you left early. Were you given permission to leave early? Or was this, hey, I'm going to get out of here at 3 o'clock because it's a Friday, even though I'm supposed to be on the clock till 5.
Take pizza
home.
And
I'm going to take pizza home with me.
Yeah, I don't think you take leftovers unless they're like given to you. Like, hey, we got extra. Anyone want some? Feel free to take some more here. I box them up.
They don't belong to anybody. It's the office food.
Yeah, but if you didn't buy it, you don't take it.
It belongs to the office, which then would belong to the boss.
And I am an employee of the office. It's my food as much as anybody else's.
I wouldn't either. I would.
I think it's fair game.
If it happened here and Jimmy was there, I'd just say, hey, Jimmy, do you mind if I take some of this pizza home for the family for the weekend?
Sure. It's always better to ask, but I think it's communal food. It's fair game.
I disagree.
I don't.
I don't know. Is there a night shift that comes in after? You know,
that's a fair question.
5 o'clock is one shift leaves, the other shift comes in. Maybe they were looking for a couple of slices.
Jim loading up his car in his trunk with pizza boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I like pizza.
Making a silent getaway.
This next one says, put some clothes on. Dear John, I took my girlfriend on a family vacation with my entire family. We're talking grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, aunts, and uncles.
Oh, wow. Family reunion.
Wow.
She's a knockout, and when we hit the pool, she wore a string bikini with a G-string.
Oh.
If it was just the two of us, it would have been perfect, but it did make me uncomfortable around my whole family. Should I get over it or ask her to wear something more modest around my family?
This is a tough one because obviously you don't mind. You know, she's a knockout, except it would be a little bit awkward and uncomfortable for Uncle Eugene and Aunt Marge to be looking around going, I wonder what, you know.
Tell him eyes up here.
Yes. But if Uncle Eugene comes by and gives you a high five, awkward.
Sure.
Oh.
I honestly, she can wear whatever she wants. I would not tell my partner, wife, girlfriend, whatever, what to wear, when to wear it. There are appropriate times. It may be more appropriate if you are not at a quote-unquote family resort. That might be the bigger issue, sure, that you're at a family resort. But again, if she's smoking hot and a knockout and has the ability to wear that outfit, go for it.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to go up to somebody else on the beach wearing a string bikini and say, hey, could you put this cover up on, please? Yeah. My family is here. Right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to somebody else on the beach. Let her wear what she wants.
Strangers are going to look at it, whether it's your family or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would assume that if she's going on this big of a family trip, they've probably met her before.
I would imagine that.
And I wouldn't think this, if they know her, that this would be out of line.
But what if it wasn't?
What if
Hi,
it was a first
Grandma
experience?
Grandma Sue, this is my my girlfriend. And the Like, what? It's awkward.
It only becomes weird. If,
she's beautiful. Yeah. What's awkward about
it? It only becomes weird if Grandma says,
here you're sitting, or Grandpa, I guess I should have said, you're standing
you
in front
extra
of him.
Set
in the,
for me?
Yeah, like, that's what Grandpa would say, right?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. Hey, you don't by chance have that one for Grandma Sue, do you?
Jeez. All right, finally, this is John's career what if. Dear John, last week when Brock Purdy signed a deal in San Francisco, it was reported he had a no-trade clause. Hockey guys have lists of teams they can't be traded to. I was wondering which teams in the NFL would you want to have blocked trades to when you played?
That's a great question. Any blocked trades? I don't know that I would have had any block trades. I wouldn't have been a huge fan of going out to California just because I don't want to live out there for many reasons. But I wouldn't have blocked any trades. Love Seattle. Miami would have been very hot. Maybe I would have said Miami just because it's not generally my scene and it's really freaking hot.
Mm-hmm. What about the Cowboys?
If they're willing to pay...
Okay, I just got their arrival.
I would have loved to have lived in the state of Texas.
Okay.
it would have been fun. And actually, I was in discussions at one point when I was approaching free agency that that would have been a team that I would have gone to. And yes, I know going from Washington to Dallas, the rivalry, all of that
traitor
stuff. Yeah, but Dallas, Houston became a team when I was in the league. They were an expansion team. Would have loved to have played in Houston. So, yeah, I don't, there weren't many that I wouldn't have gone to.
Okay. And that's Dear John. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance treads, especially during the NBA playoffs. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they're flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's getting hot. Once the game starts, that's when things really get interesting. You can combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late to still get in on all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greg Gania on the call on the radio. Tigers win. Jay Hen, hey, slot him in the lineup. Two strikes, two outs, he delivers. Pushing all the right buttons for this baseball team. 17 games over 500?
It's, I mean, none of us thought that he would be here or that we would be here at this time.
Sweep the Giants. Think about Saturday night. If doubt was creeping in your head, they had lost three straight to the Guardians. Not like this. They have a bigger lead today than when they started the series with the Guardians. They end up with a winning record on this homestand, and now they'll go to Kansas City this weekend. Any adversity, they overcome it. You know, I've seen people talk about this. Like, if you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, it's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, the 50-game mark, Memorial Day, the 40-game mark, all of those different things. We get to that, and this team continues to outperform our initial expectations. We've recalibrated those, and honestly, they're continuing to outperform those.
Yeah, before the season, right around 500. Then 90 wins. Win the division. Win it wire to wire. We'll keep pushing the envelope because they keep winning. And we'll mix that in. They're a big part of the show basically every day now with how well they're playing. So we've got open lines on the Tigers. We have some reaction to Dear John.
Yeah.
On a variety of the topics. On the kid who cut the grass for $10, did a bad job, and then the guy didn't give him his money. I would give him the $10 just for the effort, but then I would show him what he missed. That's from Dan.
It's one way that you could go about it.
Because he still wants them to get the incentive, but the job has to get done.
Yeah, but the problem is the incentive is you get paid when you finish the job.
And the job's not finished until it's done properly.
Whether or not it was good or not, the lines weren't lined up. The fact was it wasn't done.
Preach, John. A job well done is different than mailing in the effort. 15 minutes and he gets paid. He's a kid, but he's got to learn the lesson.
Yep.
It's a slippery slope. I used to mow for 3 hours for $10 when I was in junior high. I had a kid stop by and ask if he could mow my lawn, which takes 45 minutes to push mow, and he wanted $50. No thanks. I'll do it myself.
That the price is something that can be negotiated. And the kid comes up, he should look at the lawn and go, you know, and maybe he doesn't have enough experience to know how long it's going to take. That is also part of the lesson. When somebody gives you a price, and if it's an 8-year-old comes up and says, I want to mow your lawn, I know that my lawn takes me a little bit over an hour to mow. And I would then say, okay, this is going to take you X amount of minutes. This is how I expect the job to be done. And again, it doesn't have, the lines don't have to look perfect. They don't have to be, you know, diagonal or whatever, but it all needs to be mowed. I think that this job is probably worth more like $20. If you do a good job, would this be something that you would accept?
I don't know the price point. I don't know what like a lawn care service would charge. I just think it's
More.
Right. So to say, well, when I was a kid back in the olden days, it was only $10. Yeah, things cost more now.
Right.
It's going to cost more for someone to mow your grass.
Yeah. So take that into account.
Yeah.
It all is a part of the lesson that you are teaching this young individual.
On the question of leftovers. I work at a large auto supplier. I had a coworker sneak up to the front office luncheon, and he took an entire brisket under his shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't want it back at that point.
He said he was later fired.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it was because of this.
An entire brisket.
Entire brisket.
Under his shirt.
Yeah, that's foul. Leftover Linda.
In many ways.
Leftover Linda sounds like she's married to the party leftover guy who puts leftovers in his pockets and leaves.
Yeah.
I think we had that guy, too.
Again, if you got to sneak it out in your pocket or
that's
under
bad.
Your shirt.
No, yeah. You shouldn't be doing that. Texter says, shocker, Jim's generation thinks they can take anything they want. At minimum, you ask. Mm-hmm. My thought is this is provided to the office. At the end of the day, you can take what's left. It's the office. It's for me. It's for the workers.
To take a whole box of pizza?
Well, how many boxes are there?
I still think that you ask the boss, hey, there is this leftover pizza. Do you mind if I take it? You have to be willing to accept the answer, yes or no.
Sure.
Have to ask.
On the subject of going on vacation with your family and your girlfriend's wearing a string bikini. Agree, adults don't tell other adults what to wear. It's not a reflection of him if she wants to wear a string bikini.
No.
John, would you feel different if it was your daughter wearing the string bikini, Kevin and Mac?
Oh, hell yeah.
Why? She's 100. An adult.
Okay, if she is 25 and not at 18 or 19, at that point it's a... let's wear something a little bit more modest when you're with your old man.
John, you said one place you wouldn't want to be traded potentially was Miami.
Yeah.
Texter says there's a lot of G-strings down in Miami.
Yes, yes, there are.
All right, 8 o'clock hour. We're gonna get into a lesson the Pistons could learn from these NBA playoffs. But first, we go to the phones. Stan in Shelby Township. You want to talk Tigers?
Oh, yeah, I love the Tigers. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, everybody. You know, I originally thought the team would win 90 games, win the division, and get to the ACLS. But now since the Yankees and the Dodgers starting pitching is a mess, I think they have a legitimate chance to win. Now, here's my question for you guys. I said last year that except for 22, the winning percentage under A.J. Hinch, the second half of the year is always higher than it was in the first half. And this year, in 68, Tigers won 103 games. In 64, they won 104. And this year, right now, they're projecting 105.
Wow.
Could we possibly be watching the greatest team in the history of the Tigers organization?
Well, the only way they enter that conversation is if they win the World Series. Now, if you go man for man against that 84 team, and I'm not familiar enough with the 68 roster, but I'm just not sure with so much baseball to be played that I'm willing to even entertain that argument.
Okay. What about you, Jim?
I didn't watch 84. I know the stories. I've been hearing them my whole life. Yeah. It's the last time we had a World Series in this city. I would liken it to the teams of my youth. The 06 Tigers were such a big surprise. I think this team might be better than the 06 Tigers. On paper, the 2012 and 2013 Tigers seemed better than this team. That's on paper. I mean, right. You got to play it out. The 2012 Tigers had Verlander and Scherzer, and they were loaded. They had Cabrera, and they had Fielder. They had stars, but they didn't win the World Series. They didn't win 100 games. They were fighting nail-biters to win some of those divisions. If this team goes wire to wire, and I know they weren't in first place on day one, but if they run away with this division and there's really no drama, they go on to win 100 baseball games. They're in the conversation, but to John's point, you have to win it all.
You have to win it all, and you look and you say, okay, well, if you're starting to compare it to like 84, is Dylan Dingler on the same level as Lance Parrish? I would say probably not yet. I'd have to look at the numbers, but and then you look at, you know, Bergman, Chet Lemon in the outfield. You look at the pitching staff, and is Scooble better than any of the pitchers that they had on their pitching staff? He ultimately probably
Jack
is.
Morris, but yeah,
Jack Morris, Scooble. Dan Petrie, Dave Rosma, Milt Wilcox. Like, I mean, it was... I don't know that I'm even willing to entertain that argument until they win the World Series.
I think they enter the conversation if they win 100 games. And I think they can cement the conversation if they win the World Series.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Hojo, Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman.
I didn't realize.
I'm not going to go. I mean, no, I just did. Kirk Gibson.
Surprised it took this long Larry to get it can be mentioned. Yep.
Rupert Jones.
Interesting he
Rusty
notes.
Kuntz.
Interesting he notes that they get better as the season goes on. We've anticipated getting Parker Meadows back, additions at the deadline.
Doug Bear.
Okay.
Chet Lemon.
All right. Walking Fuss. Oh, he wasn't on that. I don't think.
Marty Castillo.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.